Hey folks, this is David Shore for Crepes Chevy Child Protective Services. Now, what I'm about ready to talk about does have to do with child protection services. Because, as you know, someone who I dated is currently married to a man for 24 years now, according to this gentleman, Mark Atwood. He also says he has connections. Those connections happens to be the Chicago outfit. Now, what I'm about ready to tell you may seem strange. But look at what's happening in cities like Chicago and New York. Human trafficking is at an all-time high. Fentanyl is at an all-time high. Fentanyl overdoses, all-time high. Cities like Chicago and New York, the people are upset. Now, how can a mayor and governor of those two states alone have that much power? The answer is quite clear. You're not going to say it. And it is the Chicago outfit. Yes, they run those things. But why would the Chicago outfit, an organization that would you would think would not want to go be involved in that, be involved in something that would destroy a city, would destroy cities that they're supposed to be running, like Chicago and New York? The Mafia has, that's the actual name. And yes, they're using the law. They're making sure that these politicians, these judges, when you go in there, you've already got the deck stacked against you. If you've done something that they don't like, no matter what it is, I mean, you can have the best lawyer money can buy. What you can afford. And like one gentleman I know, he spent $10,000 and still got 8 years. No evidence or anything. Even the victim's family even stated nothing happened. The only way that could possibly happen is organized crime is making sure that the conviction rates are high. They're getting kickbacks. And it goes all the way back to the Chicago outfit with Salvatore De Laurentiis, or who they officially call Sally D. Now, do I have evidence for that? Well, look what's happening with me. I just got terminated from a company called FST Logistics, a small company. Now, apparently, during orientation, I was told, and I was reminded of this just today, that if it's $30,000 or more in damages to a vehicle, that it's an automatic termination. That, you know, accidents happen and everything, that they can just, you know, they may have had to extend my probationary time. But they didn't. Now, you know, you'd figure, okay, if they base it off of my conviction, then why didn't they just say that? Because if they did, then they'd set themselves up for a lawsuit. But it's like, okay, $10,000 in damages to a trailer. Now, I could say, if I was them and says, oh yeah, it was $10,000 in damage and you didn't report it, so we got to let you go. But they could have extended my time, and they did not. Now, it could have been that because I didn't report it, they would terminate me. But there was no police report or anything. So, and they waited 1 to 2 weeks before finally getting back with me on this. Obviously, if they didn't like that I was hired because of this, because of my, even though they know about my criminal past, then why hire me to begin with? And what about you, my faithful listeners? If you went to court and, you know, they take your kids under exigent circumstances that, oh, it's neglectful, it's this, it's that, and you know it's not true, don't you think that, you know, they got all this power, and the only way they could have this power, ladies and gentlemen, they had to have connections that would make sure that they kept, that the CPS would always be there. Now, yes, we have to have children to be protected, but look at the reports of human trafficking, child trafficking, child sex trafficking, human sex trafficking, you know, adult sex trafficking. You mean to tell me organized crime isn't going to know about this? Why else do you think CPS can't be touched? They're an administrative agency, yet they have an 11th Amendment qualified immunity. And I wonder where that came from. FST Logistics is a small town company in Columbus, Ohio. Yet they've been around since, I believe, 2006. Something like that. So if they've been around all that time and they have not expanded to other states, that means that they're just being kept there. Yeah, they go to different areas. And, you know, you can find this out, but I will say this. If they wanted to make sure that I couldn't have work anymore. But why? I don't even know these people. Except for Mark and Doreen Atwood. And it sounds like Mark, he's just doing little things here and there. Now, did the truck rub up against a post? Yeah. It had like a yellow streak. But nowhere near $10,000 in damages. Because they used that same trailer. No customer complained or anything. I was driving down the road. DOT didn't stop me. So, but folks, I will say this. You have to think, an administrative agency that has avoided lawsuits or have gotten out of lawsuits or, you know, criminal charges and everything. Yeah, 11th Amendment immunity, but they're supposed to be, you're supposed to be able to sue them under color of law. Yet, I've looked at lawsuits where they were dismissed, even though there was all this evidence. And you'd say, yeah, even though there's all this evidence, they have 11th Amendment qualified immunity. In other words, they can legally do whatever they want. And there's not a damn thing you can do about it, even though there are lawsuits in there. The one lawsuit, I believe from 2019, something like that. Actually, the lawsuit from last year. I haven't heard anything, but I hope that it is successful and that maybe just taking away their qualified immunity, take away exigent circumstances, redo the entire child welfare system, and start all over. You know, Terry Stigden is no longer the DCS director. This Eric Miller is there, and he's the one that's been about their budget and everything. How much money is organized crime giving Eric Miller and Eric Holcomb, the governor of the state of Indiana? Anytime that there's really pressure, all of a sudden, you know, just to make an example, the Secretary of State, he's still in hot water. But if you play nice, like John M. Marnooka of South Bend, he recently retired. Yet, he was under a federal investigation. Now, he was passing down sentences. He was convicting people of no evidence. How do you do that unless you've got connections with organized crime, such as the Chicago Outfit? How many times have you gone into a courtroom, a family court, and you have everything you're supposed to have, and they rule against you? Or they say, well, let's continue this, even though they should have ended it. They should have just given your children back because they had no evidence against you. Think about that. You do everything they say, and they still say, nope, we can't give you your children back. You mean to tell me that these judges, these prosecutors, even certain officers of the law, that they're not getting any kind of kickback? And the average working person like you and me, we get the big shafting. And why? Because we're not playing by their rules. Because we won't be their bitches to just take it. I mean, I don't know what more to say. But Child Protection Services is controlled by the Chicago Mafia and other organizations like the Russian Mafia. Look at the Russian disinformation. You mean to tell me that the people that disappeared or the people that are being accused of these things without any evidence? I mean, how many families have been broken up simply because, oh, we have to have a quota? We have to have certain types of children. You know, if the governments of the state governments and the federal governments really wanted to stop human trafficking and especially child sex trafficking and just child trafficking in general, they could do it. But organizations like the Chicago Outfit are making damn certain that won't happen, because that's money coming in. The fentanyl coming in. That's organized crime. They pay the government. They make sure they have their people in there to make sure that these laws do not get, certain laws don't get passed. And one of which is when they stop people, they check everyone regardless. And how many times have you heard of a mule where, and the mule is a human being transporting drugs into this country, and they're keistering them, or they're doing far worse? Our kids are the future, but we've got organizations like the Chicago Outfit. But they can't prove it. But how else is drugs getting into this country? How else are people just being trafficked from one end to the other? The media only focuses on, oh, look at the young military age males are coming through. You mean to tell me that women and children are not crossing? And if they are, how come there's a small amount? You mean to tell me families are going to say, okay, you women and children, you just stay back here in Mexico or Venezuela or wherever, and we'll go over, we're military age, and we'll just go right in, we'll get jobs, and we'll work, and then we'll have you come later. Okay, that could possibly be. But think about it. Organized crime knows everything. And if this is the new mafia, where the cities are being torn apart seven ways from Sunday, where the migrants are coming and they're going into cities like Chicago and New York, and yet when the people yell, it goes on deaf ears. Now, when somebody investigates them deep enough, well, you see what happens. Seriously, the reporter dies, or we don't know where the person is. Sure they do. Organized crime makes sure that the person is silent, because if the truth came out, how much money is being paid to the cartels? And you mean to tell me that organized crime, like the Chicago outfit, is not doing anything? Well, if that's the case, then who the fuck is running this city and state, such as Chicago, Illinois, and New York City, New York? I mean, if they really wanted to stop it, they could. They choose not to, because of the outfit that is allowing this to happen. So folks, keep your kids close, keep an eye on them, because I'll guarantee you, when all is said and done, when the dust settles and the smoke clears, that maybe we'll have a Department of Justice that will have the balls to go after Salvatore De Laurentiis, or Sully D. Now, I didn't have anything against this gentleman. I could have cared less what happened. But when my family is involved, and my family is affected, and I'm affected, I have to do something. Look what happened to Nancy Schaefer and her husband. If you watch very carefully the Nancy Schaefer videos, there is a woman that is introducing Nancy Schaefer. That woman has records, reports. She has information that she was supposed to have revealed at a remembrance of Nancy Schaefer. It would have blown everything wide open. The documentary that Nancy Schaefer was making, all the evidence, all the footage, all the documentation, mysteriously just disappeared. Bill Bowen, a former federal prosecutor, investigator, Innocence Destroyed is the name of the three-part documentary. There was more that was supposed to come out, and unfortunately, when they checked in his hotel room, it was all gone. Everything, just like Nancy Schaefer. So, folks, if you think that the Chicago outfit doesn't exist, Google Chicago outfit. Look who's the head of the Chicago outfit. That happens to be Mark Atwood's uncle. If you know people who are in Chicago, they'll probably know this. There's a restaurant that Sully D goes to, and that it's the headquarters of the Chicago outfit. I'll tell you, What we have to do is take this country back any way we can. I mean, why would this organization come after little old me? How dangerous am I? But then again, Mark Atwood is a little bitch. And if you know Mark Atwood, you can tell him that for me. He doesn't have the balls to show up, face me face to face. No, he's going to use his contacts with the Chicago outfit. His connections. You know, I keep to myself. I talk to you, my listeners. And in a week's time, I will be at the Indianapolis Comic Con. It'll be that Friday. I am going to try to get an interview with Corey Feldman. Now, if I can do this, please tune in. And I'll guarantee you, it's going to be a good interview. I'm going to try interviewing others there, see if how they feel about what's currently going on in the country and how Child Protection Services, it's a corrupt business. You know, what their thoughts are on what should be done. So, folks, this is pretty much the long and short of it. The time for us to be talking is over. Protests, peaceful protests where we're outside Capitol buildings, CPS offices. I'm not talking to Chicago public schools. But hey, if they're holed up in there, protest. And like Maxine Waters said, hey, get in their face. Ask these politicians, what are they going to do? $46,000 per child. This came out of Nancy Schaefer's report. So, just remember that FST Logistics and all the other trucking companies have organized crime backing, whether they know it or not. After all, Jimmy Hoffa was in charge of the Teamsters, he was also in charge of pretty much all transportation. Nothing ran unless Jimmy Hoffa gave the AOK, and Jimmy Hoffa had organized crime connections. That is a fact. So just remember, when you're going up against CPS, you're not just going up against Child Protection Services. You are going up against organized crime. How else can you explain why this administrative agency has more power than even the President of the United States? This is David Shore for Corruption of Child Protective Services. Keep your head down. Keep moving forward.